Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It is the Saturday before Easter, 2022. What would you do if you had a chance to remake the world? What would you do if you had a chance to make a new government? What would you do if you said, you know what? Whatever is going on in my country, my state, my county, my city is fundamentally wrong. How would you remake that? Would you make a Christian state, a Christian county, a Christian city, a Christian nation? Our duty is to do that. Because the alternative is America in 2022 with CRT, LGBTQ, and people not knowing which end is up. How do you make a Christian nation? Look, it's not a 12-step program. It's not a 12-step program. It's not, here's your blueprint. Here's a 596-page book that'll tell you exactly how to do it. It begins with a vision in your mind on how society ought to run. It begins with the very foundations that God laid out in the book of Genesis. A man, a woman, and their children working in their own garden. That's where it begins. I'm not sure that the Amish have it wrong. I'm not sure that the Mennonites weren't left here in North America to give us a vision on how it's supposed to work. Now, I know, you don't want to wear those funky homemade dresses. I think they're cute. And I'm not a Mennonite or whatever it is. But look, you got to have a vision. How about an independent family? Family that can support themselves, got their own business. They're not working for the man. You want to know why you've got LGBTQ shoved down your throat? Because everybody's got to work for the man. I'm not sure this whole financialization of the economy is good for anybody. Certainly not the urbanization. How do we get around it? Well, I guess we're going to have to build, as Andrew Torba says, an alternate economy, a Christian economy. And it's going to have to come down to men and women raising their children, having their own home-based business or working with others in their neighborhood to produce whatever it is they produce. Could be as simple as, hey, we're farmers, man. We got to work together to do our farming and ranching. And we're going to have to be independent. We're going to have to create a different way of doing things. And we raise our children in the fear of God. We raise our children in the fear of Jesus Christ. You want to have a government? Look, it doesn't have to be, you know, like I said, a 500-page manual on how to. But explicitly, we're going to honor Jesus Christ. We have a sovereign. His name is Jesus Christ. We're loyal to our sovereign Jesus Christ. And everybody in the nation needs to have a full understanding of what the Holy Scriptures say. How are they going to do that? Well, they read them. They read them. Well, how are you going to make everybody read it? How do you make everybody read the New York Times today or the Wall Street Journal or CNN or anything else? You know, the cult that runs our country has so focused the minds of the cult members that they're incapable of expurgating anything else. They're incapable of writing anything that is outside of the cult. It's the same thing. You indoctrinate. Indoctrination is non-optional. It's either going to be an indoctrination into a biblical worldview or an atheistic, Satan-worshipping worldview. Neutrality is non-optional. And if you talk to the academics, if you go get a PhD somewhere, you'll figure it out that they acknowledge this. They may not talk about God and Satan, but they'll acknowledge that there is no such thing as, there is no independent point of view from which mankind can sit and determine what is right and wrong and which way to go. It's all indoctrination. I mean, I've been there, done that, got the PhD. It's all, and they're explicit about it. So look, we can't. There's no, they don't believe in, you know, the big truth. So we're going to create our own truths, and we're going to indoctrinate the society in what we think is the truth so that we have power over them. The sooner we understand that, the sooner we can get beyond this nonsense of thinking that there's some neutral way. There is no neutral way. It's a worldview framed by the Holy Scriptures or a worldview framed by the unholy scriptures. Scripture just means writing. It just means writing. And it could be writing out of the New York Times or your textbook from your evolutionary class or, you know, Sally's Got Two Mommies. It's all scripture. It's all writing. It's not some magic land out there. And so we build a nation. It's got to be organic from the ground up. and where it is normal and natural to view society through the lens of the Holy Scriptures. Doesn't mean we won't have differences in agreement. Doesn't mean we won't have differences in opinion. Doesn't mean one section of the country is going to think the same way as the other section. Doesn't mean different nations aren't going to have completely different cultures. It will mean that. Absolutely, it will mean that. But what you'll see across cultures and across nations is, hey, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. It's one man and one woman. Ain't no funny business going on there. The debt-free economy, none of this magic money that we've got going on. It's magic money. It's evil. And all it does is enslave people. It doesn't free them. It enslaves them. The whole idea of the Western capitalist debt-based economy is to get everybody in a debt and enslave them. That's got to go. That's not biblical. That's not right. That's not part of the narrative that's offered in the Holy Scriptures. All that has to go. And we need good men and women that can understand that. And maybe it's as simple as going back to gold and silver. I don't know. But boy, what you've got now is a system of global slavery. You've got global slavery going on right now with the financial systems that the West has created, or the people who created them that live in the West. It's slavery. And they want to double down on the slavery by making this an entirely digital money, so that there's 100% transparency to the government for what is spent. Not that their money is going to have transparency. It won't. Not any more than it does today. The money the government spends, there's zero transparency to you and I. We have no idea what the money goes to. They say, oh, we got a $1.5 trillion, you know, budget, and it's 5,000 pages long. Well, we know, you know, some here and here and some went there. At the end of the day, even the Defense Department, U.S. Defense Department, they have no idea where their money goes. They try to do the audit and say, we don't know where the money went. They have no idea. It's going into somebody's pockets. Sorry, it's going into somebody's pockets. All this foreign aid, where's that going? It's going into somebody's pockets. These third world dictatorships don't get rich because, they had their own personal banana plantation. And you don't think there's kickbacks that come back from all this foreign aid? Well, you already figured that out. If you're listening to me, you've already got that stuff figured out. But all this needs to change. The government right now, there's no accountability to the people for the government. It's got to be local. And I, you know, forget, you know, I'm not even saying you got to set up some sort of, in other words, we can start with a blank page. It doesn't have to be the way we do things now. It does not have to be. And we don't need to resort to the writings of atheists from 17th century France, 16th or 18th century France. Atheism is gone. Atheism is out. And it's not God in the general sense, lowercase God, everybody believes in God. No, it's Jesus Christ. It's explicitly Jesus Christ. We're going to build Christian nations. It's not based on this debt-based capitalism that simply enslaves people. Now they're going to take it to the next level and make it all digital so they have instant access to everything that you've spent ever in your life and can take it away from you in a heartbeat. They're imposing global slavery on you and me. It's time to start thinking different. This cannot last. Now, can this all be destroyed? Of course. Talked about this, I think, last time we got together. A little CME going on, a little coronal mass ejection, fries all the computers in the world, it all goes away. Or it doesn't have to be that. It just people say, you know what, I'm not going to comply. And we set up an alternative form of money, an alternative economy. I'm not smart enough to figure that out, but there's a way to do it. But the main thing that we have to do is get it in our minds is that it can be done. We can build Christian nations. We absolutely can build Christian nations, Christian civilizations. And they're all going to be different. Even from county to county, it'll be different. Nation to nation will be different. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Different languages, different cultures, different ways to express the glory of God as the nation that he created us to be or you to be. That's fine. Just like each man has a different way of expressing the glory of God because we're different. But it doesn't mean we got to all be, it doesn't mean I'm living in your house, buddy. I ain't coming in to live in your house because we all want to be one. That ain't it. Nobody's coming to live in my family's house. It's me and my wife and my kids. And by extension, I can grow that to my kith and kin, my tribe, my bloodline, my nation. Nobody owes that to somebody else. That's Satan. That's a return to Babel. And if people had an understanding of the Holy Scriptures, this would make sense. This would make what I'm saying would make perfect sense. And they would abandon all these atheistic ideas of morality that are not morality at all. Oh, that's sexist. Oh, that's racist. Flush that down the toilet. It's all got to go. Jesus Christ is Lord. Fritz Bergeron, happy Easter. BloodandFaith.com.